Welcome to a new occasional gardening segment on KBIA. The Yard Farmer features wisdom and seasonal advice from Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture farm manager Carrie Hargrove and her husband, CCUA General Manager Billy Polanski. This week, Carrie and Billy let me shadow them for their fall garlic planting. They had selected elephant garlic, a larger variety, for their planting.
So we are here in the middle of October in my backyard in the heart of Columbia, and we just harvested our sweet potatoes, and we're going to plant some garlic right where we harvested them. Mid-October is the perfect time in Missouri to plant garlic. You can still buy garlic cloves. We call it garlic seed, but that's really just a garlic clove at most gardening centers. And then it's really easy to plant. And then in 8 months, in July, you'll have yourself a beautiful bounty of garlic. So you want to hold back the best looking garlic bulbs. So it's hard not to want to eat those. But the biggest and the least damaged ones are the ones you're going to want to save back, because they have those genetics that you want to pass on to your next garlic crop. What we save back, we figured out the average amount of cloves per the garlic bulb and figured out how many garlic plants we wanted to grow. And the cloves, one clove is one plant of garlic. So we just, saved back. There's about 5 cloves per elephant garlic bulb. And so we saved back 20 bulbs so that we get 100 plants of garlic and 100 bulbs of garlic next year. So what we're going to do first is make 3 furrows in this bed with this hoe, and then into the furrows is where we're going to plant the garlic cloves, and then we'll cover the garlic cloves up with the loosened soil from the trenches that we dug. It likes loose soil with a pH around 6.5 to 7, which is what normally our soil here is, so pH shouldn't be an issue. It doesn't like standing water, so if you have really clayey soil, you may be making a raised bed or building a raised bed, so it has some drainage would be ideal. Our soil has grown garlic pretty well here in the past, even though there is some clay, but also, as you can see, has good organic matter, so it doesn't just set. Also, we're on a slight hill, so it just kind of drain away.
And the garlic likes full sun.
Yeah, full sun, and not direct sun, and it will take wintertime cold temperature. The tops might die back in the winter depending on how cold it gets, but if that happens, it'll grow right back in the springtime. Break the bulbs apart and keep the skin on just as like protection. You normally want to plant the biggest cloves, so you see here, like, I might leave this one out. It's the much smaller, kind of the runt of the pack. So although this clove does, come from the same plant with giant bulbs, it probably won't produce as big of a garlic bulb as this one, which is like 3 times as big. I save that one back and eat it later. So what we just do is, so garlic cloves are kind of somewhat teardrop shaped. So you want the point facing up, and the flatter part is going to be where the roots start growing out. So you place that down on the ground, just kind of sitting up. And you want to dig a furrow that's deep enough to cover, when you cover the soil back over, to cover the garlic clove by an inch or so. The bigger the garlic clove, the more energy it has stored. So the deeper it can be planted. But you don't want it to waste its energy on getting through the soil. You want it, to be able to pop through the soil really easily and then start growing above ground and being able to capture the energy from the sun as fast as possible. So for smaller garlic, you're going to make a smaller furrow, shorter furrow. So for the elephant garlic, we're going to plant it about 12 inches apart. We're going to set the cloves 12 inches apart. For other garlic, you can do 8 inches, 6 to 8 inches would be plenty of space. And our rows are a little bit farther apart than that. So between rows, it's probably about 16 inches. And in row, it's going to be 12 inches for this elephant garlic. And come next May, the elephant garlic is going to be taller than me, so it needs a lot of space.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's tall. With the flower head, it gets 6 feet tall. So that's why the spacing is important, because it's such a tall plant. It needs to need space to get thick enough so that a strong wind just doesn't blow it over. Garlic that's not elephant garlic will get 2 feet tall at the most, which is why you can plant much closer together. It's a little lower to the ground.
Will you water your garlic at all?
We won't water it now. The only time we would water it is next summer. This year, it was such a great year for most things that we never watered. In this garden, we never watered anything because the ground holds the water much better. But, you know, if we have a repeat of the 2012 drought, yeah, we would water. But we'll just see how the summer conditions go. So what we do when we cure our garlic, which means you're getting it ready for long-term storage, which is, you know, 12 weeks to up to 6 months, depending on how well it goes and the variety. Once summer rolls around, between late June and early July, the tops of the garlic are going to start to yellow and they'll die. And that is when the garlic is ready to be harvested. That means the maximum amount of energy that plant has created is in the roots. And it's as big as it's going to get. It's not shrinking or dying yet. So then you kind of go in with like a little, what we call them, a potato fork, a little tiny fork to kind of loosen up the soil, and you can just pull them out real easily. They're not very deep, you know, they're only an inch under the soil. So what we do then is we pull it out, we cut the, you know, the above ground growth off, the stalk off. So it's just the bulb, and we lay them on a grate that we kind of built, and put that, lay them so they're not touching each other in one single layer, and then we put a fan on it for like 2 weeks, and we kind of rotate the grate, rotate the fan, so it's all equally, as best we can, equally gets, you know, dry air blown over it for hours and hours, sometimes up to days.
What is that fan doing? What is that doing when you blow the air across it?
So that is getting out any of the excess liquids that are still in the plant. So when you cut it, some of the liquid kind of goes out the top. And you know when it's done curing is when you squeeze the top where you cut the stalk off and no more liquid is coming out. Then you know it's as dry as you're going to be able to get it. And you're going to be able to put it, kind of put it in a box or a basket or whatever, cover it and put it in a dark, cool place that's ideally kind of got medium range humidity, which is pretty much like any temperature controlled house, and then theoretically you'll be able to eat it on it for months and months. We cook it in almost everything, so a really good way to roast is to roast it. So you put a little olive oil and salt and pepper on a small dish, cut the roots off of some garlic so you still have the paper and everything on top of it. You set that cut on top of the olive oil and salt and pepper, and then cover that with a bowl or a mug or something. Put that in the oven for 45 minutes, and then you can pull it out, and the garlic kind of just, for lack of a better word, oozes out of the shell, and you can spread it on toast, on bread, add it to any sort of dish, and it brings out this really sweet but really complex flavor, and it's like immediately recognizable. We also saute with it. We put it probably in every dish I cook. And the beauty with the elephant garlic is you use one clove and it makes a small mound. It would probably be the equivalent of 3 cloves of normal garlic, and it's a little bit easier to peel, so that work in the kitchen is cut down.
There is the notorious breath issue post garlic consumption. So maybe garlic best cooked and eaten at home, or at least feeding garlic friendly friends and neighbors.
Yeah, eat it with close loved ones so they don't care if you smell afterwards.
You just heard something special there, the debut of The Yard Farmer with Carrie Hargrove. You can listen for this new occasional gardening segment on Thinking Out Loud. Listen again online at kbia.org. For Darren Helwidge, I'm Trevor Harris. Thanks for listening. Have a great evening.